QC, Ed and Darren love feeling fresh in the morning. But for those morning pick-me-ups, they grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven.
Good morning. And get up. Now count me in. QC, Ed and Darren. QC, Ed and Darren. Gather on your radio now for QC, Ed and Darren.
Here is the podcast.
Yeah, it's a Friday where a lot of people took today off because it's the day after a public holiday. People are so likely to take more days off. People take more days off than they used to. Is that right?
Dropped my earbud into my coffee.
People take more days off than they used to?
Do you reckon? Well, they do now because they can work from home.
Everyone's working from home. Very few people turn up to work anymore.
No.
It's just like, we're the only ones who turn up to work.
Yep.
Yes. So, we've got a new version of Text Trauma in this, but we're not teasing you. We're just having a chat.
No, we're chatting, mate.
I forgot. I'm just so used to teasing things.
I'm so confused. Why is this earbud not, it's like dropped, wet. I dropped my earbud into my coffee.
You've got to put it in.
Do I suck it out or is that gross?
No.
Because it'll be wax. Yeah.
No, are they expensive earbuds or not?
Yes. I don't know, mate.
Yes, they are. They work ones.
Are they ones that
they're our ones. You've got to put them in rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a cord on them, don't they?
Yeah, they got a cord.
Yeah, who cares?
I just can't hear anything through the one that I dropped in the coffee.
Yeah.
How many ears do you need?
Just one, I guess. But sometimes it makes me feel off kilter.
I'm one on one off I'm always one on one off.
In TV, I am. Or obviously, you just have your one earpiece. So it's weird in radio.
Do you guys walk with earbuds in? You like walk?
Yeah, with one, never two.
I've never ever walked with earbuds in. In fact, twice have I used my iPod ear.
Aaron.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I think it's dangerous.
I need to.
People who jog with earphones on or ride bikes with earphones on.
That's the one that gets me. I saw a bloke.
It's dangerous.
I saw a guy going the wrong way, down Pitt Street. The other day, and earphones over their ear earphones on one of those electric scooters.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Good man.
When people like ride bikes at night with no lights,
I hate that.
I saw a guy going down the wrong way on a busy street, no lights, no helmet. Is it a death wish? What's going on with these people?
You're saying I saw a guy riding an electric scooter through Kmart yesterday. That was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen in my life.
At speed or how?
It was slow, but the security guards were chasing him. Hey,
was
mate.
It mobility?
Really?
Hey, mate.
Mobility
hey, mate.
Scooter?
No, it was showing off ability.
That does sound like fun, though, doesn't
it? It did look like he was killing it.
Prank. Who can ride your bike through?
It's like
a good
way.
South
Park car chase when they're all in
school holiday program sort of situation.
I'll be honest. He was killing it. Have a great podcast.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. Let's do the song. So the first one, Emma G on today. It's Tricky Run DMC.
Hughie and Aaron here. Thank you, Emma G. And yes, I did see Run DMC play the Metro in 1998. Thank you so much for asking. Which song would you two like to hear from them?
One of theirs.
Tricky Run.
Yep, it's Tricky, I call it. Let's do that.
What is it?
Called It's Tricky.
Not Tricky Run?
No dice, baby.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Well,
but it's a
Tricky
great
Run
song.
Someone say Tricky Run?
No. Thank you, Emma G. Here is the next song.
Yeah, it's a ripper.
This is the one you want, so get involved.
What is it?
Mr. Wendell, Arrested Development.
Oh, Mr. Wendell.
Arrested Development.
Yeah, no, I love Mr. Wendell.
Yeah,
Mr. Wendell, who is a real person who hung around Washington Square Park, and I once saw Mr. Wendell when someone went to take a photograph with him that he had not authorized. He said, "Get that camera out of my face, you cheap MFers."
Press play, Emma.
Why cheap?
Because he wants money. A lot of people want money, and why wouldn't they? I got papped in the street.
No, we're wasting valuable airtime.
Free Your Mind, En Vogue.
I've not heard of any of these songs.
Yes,
En Vogue,
you have.
Free Your Mind.
Yeah, well done, you
Free
two.
Free Your Mind, En Vogue.
We're on air, you two, and it is En Vogue or En Vogue with
Free Your Mind.
Thank you, Emma G.
Free
Enjoy.
Your Mind.
Shoop and Salt and Pepper. That's our last one.
Yep.
Emma G, doing a bang up job. And what would you two like to hear personally?
Shoop,
pepper and salt.
Shoop.
Well, salt and pepper. I love salt and pepper.
Shoop.
Shoop. De boopy
shoop,
boop. What's it called?
Shoop. Do do boopy whoop. Shoop.
What?
She's about to play it, man. Let the girl do her job.
Yeah, it's called Shoop.
Just a girl trying to do her job on radio.
What gender issue, everything.
No, she's just a girl. Don't talk over her. She's just a girl.
This is I on
Sydney.
Our eye is on all the hardworking Sydneysiders, people who have chosen not to have today off.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many. I tell you. It's us. Definitely. Aaron wants to work every day. You wanted to work yesterday.
Crazy. I tried. Said I'd come in and do, you know, emotional. What did the Joe Biden's media person call it? Symbolic.
Emotional connection.
Oh, Joe's having a shock.
Yeah.
Symbolic connection.
See the video yesterday where Joe was doing a speech and he said pause? And that was like, he was meant to pause during the speech, but he read pause.
Can we get that? He's gone full.
He said pause.
Anchorman.
Mind you, Kenny Sutcliffe did do that once. It was, comma, pause,
Yeah, no.
Look at Appleman.
Let's get that. Now, Brooke from Campbelltown, you're a hero. You're working today.
My boss warned us that if we don't come in, there'd be trouble.
So you have been threatened and that's why you're at work? Would have you not been at work if he hadn't have threatened you?
Probably not. I probably would have tried to swing a sickie.
So some of the heroes are these bosses who are threatening their workers.
Well, you got the gift card, $150, the Star Sydney. Here's Jen from Gregory Hills. You're a hero.
Oh, thank you. But no, just doing my job.
Oh, God. See, that's the heroic attitude we need more of. There's no ego with you, is there, Jen?
No. Look, I'm a support worker, and people have got to get up and go about their day. And most, some people need a hand, and that's what I'm here for. So,
but other support workers possibly have taken today off. I mean, obviously, support workers have to keep supporting people, so some have to work. But you don't get any extra money today, do you? Like, it's just normal pay.
No, today's a normal day, but I did work yesterday as well.
Well, so you would have got extra yesterday, yes?
Yeah,
you deserve it. Don't get me wrong.
I don't do it for the money.
No, I know that. No, of course you don't. You do it because you love people.
Oh, and I love my job. So I'm more than happy to be working today. Yeah, not a problem.
You are a great person.
You need a statue, really, isn't she? Statue for Jen.
I reckon let's just put her right behind the Matildas.
What?
In terms of order of.
Let's just adapt to Captain
Deservation.
Change the face. Well, what about Sally?
She gets a $150
the star. What do you want from me?
I'd like you to make her a statue.
Well,
too busy watching soccer.
Thank you.
But I think I like the idea of just repurposing ones that have been cancelled.
Yeah, let's not pull
it's
them
still
down.
An effort. He's not going to do it. He's going to blah, blah about it.
She wouldn't have the same jaw as Captain Cook, would she?
That's right.
Do you, Jen? Do you have a pronounced jaw?
Cook wore long flowing gear. Like they could have easily been women back in the day.
I think the face will be more the issue rather than the body. The body doesn't matter.
Just the face. It's easy.
Just change the name. Jen from Campbelltown.
Sally
from Gregory Hills. Sorry, Jen.
Sally from Belrose, you're a hero.
Yeah, I'm on placement at the moment, studying to be a nurse.
Yeah, so a lot of your nursing student friends would have just gone bugger it and just taken the day off, but not you, Sally. What hospital are you working at today?
I'm at Royal North Shore at the moment.
Oh, you sound so kind.
When you're there, are you on the way there, or are you is this a break? How did you get to call us?
I'm driving there at the moment.
Oh, yeah, right.
Start the shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be a little bit busy, Sal. I just saw on my way into work in the city, six or seven groups of very drunk looking men.
Right.
Yeah. Young. Obviously have been up since probably 4 a.m. yesterday morning. So just
no
a little
doubt,
heads up.
Probably no doubt a few of my friends.
Yeah. Do
but
your
I
friends,
because
you,
yeah,
cause you work in hospitals, do your friends ask you to, steal drugs from the hospitals and party with them or?
No. I would lose my job before I even got my registration if I did that.
You would lose it. No, it's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea. But Sally, if you could just leave your number before you hang up, Husey will get back to you privately.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Do you enjoy your dog's flatulence?
Embrace it.
Husey, Ed and Aaron's.
I need to put my finger into my belly button, dig around and smell it.
Am I a freak?
Tell me where the freaks at.
Where are the freaks? They're all over this radio show, I tell you.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've got a jury waiting to tell Francesca whether or not she's a freak. Take it away, Francesca. What do you do?
I just love real crime scenes. Like, I have to look for photos of real crime scenes on Facebook, on TikTok. I fall asleep watching things on TV that is real crime. And I just love the blood and gore and stuff.
Now, you love dead bodies.
Yep. I do. If I could get a job on the body farm, I'd get a job on the body farm just because I just love that sort of stuff.
Is there like an element of kind of sexual attraction?
No, not really. Okay. It's just I just love
just that sort of stuff. Like, not with the bodies. I just meant like you look at the bodies and then.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just. Aaron wants you to. Yeah, you wouldn't.
I don't want a job.
You don't want to.
No, you don't. Like, no, you she doesn't no, want you it. Wouldn't. She wouldn't want to do that, would she?
Definitely not.
No. Okay. What would you imply that, Aaron?
I thought that's what this was. Sorry, I've misread the sheet. That's what
it's her story.
Not that she was doing
your
it,
fantasies,
but that
it's
she,
her.
That she wanted to do it. That's what I thought this was, but I didn't realize it was a non-sexual just obsession with, which is cool too.
Is it cool? Is it that she loves to look at dead bodies?
Yeah. You go historic, Francesca? Do you like sort of historic, famous sort of murders, I imagine?
Yeah, lots of different things. I've found like lots of pages on Facebook and stuff that post that sort of stuff.
Pages
like
they'll on nest Facebook? It in
different
They'll nest it on different comments and stuff like that. Just,
Do you have to like delete your search history because it would look too weird?
I should. I'd probably go to jail if somebody sent me.
This is hard for you because if something happens and you're not involved but you're there, you could be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. They go to your internet history and go, it's Francesca.
Is the perp.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Is she a freak?
One-way traffic. Tina from Bankstown. Is she a freak?
Definitely a freak.
Yeah,
that's strong.
Each their own, but nah, that's too freaky.
In Francesca's defense, true crime podcasts are the most popular podcasts in the world, and it is all about this stuff. It's all about grisly murders. And that's what people are listening to. It's what they're watching.
So true.
You're not alone.
Yeah, that's very true. Stacey from Heathkit.
I don't think she's a freak. No. I think true crime and photos of crime scenes are absolutely fascinating. And trying to work out what happened, I honestly don't think she's a freak at all. I think it's completely, I don't want to say normal, but it's something that you said it's so popular. And I think it's just fascinating watching how it actually unfolds.
Yeah. All right. So we are 50-50 here.
Let's go down those lines. 50-50.
I think we're going to leave it there. It's 50-50.
50-50, Francesca.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
But love finds a way, and you never know what love is into. And a man's hairstyle has landed him a beautiful American lady. As if he's not already a winner, but this is even more winning. Who is it? What are we talking about, Aaron?
Well, you're talking about the Aussie golf sensation, Cameron Smith, who's in Adelaide at the moment for the LIV Golf Tournament. So his missus, she's a Florida chiropractor. She said that she was drawn to his mullet.
Yeah.
It was the mullet, she said. I had never seen one before. And I was drawn to it.
Hang on, Florida. Sorry, in Florida.
Joe Dirt territory.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, actually actually that's such a good point. Like, hello. She's like 10 and didn't live in the
expensive area of Florida. It's got a lot of expensive areas.
And her name's Chanel, Chanel, and she's traveled with Smith since their wedding a little bit more, which was kind of last year, I think. Australia's her second home. And just keep in mind, and unrelated to anything prior, he's also filthy rich.
Yes. And have she known that? I don't know. Where did she meet him? Was it at a diner or was it a golf tournament? Did he come in to get his back readjusted and then she's grabbed it and thought, I'll take more than
grabbed
that.
What?
I'll take it all.
What'd she grab?
She's grabbed
the opportunity.
His heart. Got his heart. And now they're married, so she's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, it's a win.
He's
in
LIV
it?
Golf.
Can we clap
He made $30 million. I was talking to my brother-in-law yesterday. He said, bloody Cam
Actually, why has Greg
Smith,
Norman not got back to me?
$30 million he made just from this LIV Golf. And you know, apart from Adelaide where they are going to see it, apparently there's no one going to see LIV Golf anywhere in the world.
Oh, right.
So it's just basically Saudi oil money is being just poured into the bank accounts
Isn't
of golfers.
Amazing.
And so these Saudis, these princes in Saudi Arabia have decided they're bored, they like golf, let's buy golf. And they got Greg Norman and involved. Aaron, your mate.
Yeah, my mate. Who he wrote back to me. I said, are you in Oz soon for golf? Question mark. This is Wednesday. He wrote back, good morning. Yes, in Adelaide now. And then, of course, I revealed the reason for me texting and it wasn't, you know.
To go on your TV show.
Yes, as opposed to catching up.
What are you doing that for? Why are you not just catching up with Greg Norman?
I don't know. Should
I? What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Greg Norman gets back to you regularly as a friend. This is like me and Russell. Whenever I ask Russell Crowe to come on our radio show, I don't hear from him again for another 6 months.
Me. This is what happens.
Keep these friendships personal and not turn them into on-air stuff.
I asked him to help me try and secure Trump for an interview as well, and he wrote, I know.
What?
He wrote, so no, I know, because they were friends, 7th of April. Anyway, his reply was, not sure when I will see him again. Good luck securing the interview. Oh, God, I die.
It's like someone ringing me wanting another comedian's number. No, you're not getting it off me. Find them yourself. Yeah, you go, I want to work.
I know. It was a rookie error, and I make them at the ripe old age of 40.
Text Greg now and
just
say, how's
you in Adelaide?
Yeah. How's Adelaide going?
Okay.
You in Adelaide? No. Well, hang on.
It starts today, doesn't it?
No, because remember he got a phone call he didn't realise when they merged with the PGA.
Yeah.
They did the deal, and even though he was the boss, he didn't know about it.
That's someone, right.
A journalist told him.
That
it
was
could be a
right.
bit orkies.
So do I just say how's...
Golf?
Golf.
Yeah, I reckon it could be a bit
how's
iffy if you go the LIV route.
No, or just say, are you hitting Sydney on the way back through?
Oh, God.
Are you hitting Sydney?
Hitting sounds really... Like, are you hitting it? Hit it. Hit it, girl.
Are you coming to Sydney at all...
Are you
buddy,
in Sydney at all?
Look at these.
I've got some
question
time
mark.
In my diary.
I've got some
are you in Sydney at all? Yeah, we'll go
okay,
with
are
that.
You in Sydney at all? But he ignored my question. Can you do my Sky show? I'll send a camera to you.
I forgot about the Sky show. Forget about Sky.
Forget Sky.
I'm not talking Sky now. Are you in Sydney at all for a drink?
No, I'm not going to say for a drink. I just said, are you in Sydney at all?
Are you in Sydney at all for a coffee?
No, I'm not. If I was going to meet him, I would not be having coffee. I'd definitely have a drink.
Yeah, but you'll have a drink, but just put vodka in your coffee so he doesn't know about it.
I'm a chiropractor.
Press send.
I've
sent it. It's got two ticks, not blue yet, so he hasn't
but
seen
have you
it.
Also said this is not work-related? Not work-related. I'm not trying to get you on my show anymore.
No, I don't.
Not work-related.
No, because then it sounds like I'm saying this is personal.
Well, it is.
Well, no, not in that way.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
I hope he's
now
not
you send the same thing to Russell Crowe.
Yeah, go.
You know what? We are going to speak to a Hollywood star, a new Hollywood star, a man who's in The Fall Guy, which is just opened in Australia, Ryan Gosling's next hit movie.
Yep.
An Aussie mate of ours who is basically plays opposite Ryan Gosling.
Yes, he does. Huge. The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. Now, speaking of big names.
The biggest name, I believe, in the world right now is Ryan Gosling off the back of his so much success. His next big film is called The Fall Guy. It's just opened in Australia. It's about to open around the world. And it also stars, I think, is it Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
It does, yes.
Yeah. All right. Apart from Emily Blunt, it stars an Aussie mate of ours who is in so much of the film. His name is Ben Knight, and he joins us now from America. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Ben, where do we find you in the world?
I'm in Austin, Texas. I'm doing some stand-up over here.
This is off the back. Wow. You do stand-up, and that's how I know you. You're a school teacher who does stand-up. You've done a little bit of acting, but you've fallen into one of the biggest movies of 2024, mate. So it hasn't opened in America yet, has it?
No, it hasn't yet. I do the LA premiere on the 30th.
Oh,
so, yeah, then it all opens up here on May 3rd, I think, it comes out. So, yeah. Wild times.
Completely wild times. And now, we've spoken to you before, but let's do it again. Ryan Gosling, what sort of bloke is he?
I mean, he's the best. Like, I wish I had some dirt on him for you, but something saucy. But he's just like, super handsome, super nice, ridiculously funny. I'm like, pick a lane, mate. Like, give like, I'm a funny looking ginger. Give me funny as well. Like, but he's a sweetheart. But he's I've got the hots for all his stuntmen because he's got four stuntmen that stand in for him. And yeah, we became real good mates, and they are the coolest dudes I've ever met.
You are very funny, Ben. I was watching one of your clips on Instagram, a stand-up routine about kindy kids and coming in, and it was very, very good. But are
because
you ready?
Because you're a teacher.
You're a teacher, yes. Are you ready for your life to change? Do you think this movie will change the way that you live?
Oh, I don't know. Everyone asks that. I don't think so.
Well, not everyone. I mean, you know, it was a pretty... unique.
No,
good question.
It's a good question. Yeah, she knows that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aaron. No, I mean, that was sorry. Let me
start
try again.
Ben,
what
thanks.
A great question.
Thank you
Aaron.
So much, Ben. Yeah, it just came to me. It was strange.
What a unique question. I've never heard that. I'm sorry,
okay, that's
Aaron.
Too much now, Ben. That's too much.
I apologize. I think I'm just trying. No, not to get ahead of myself. And also, I live in Australia as well, which is like, and my parents are very, very, oi, sit down, dickhead. Sorry, I don't know if I can say that on radio.
You can, absolutely. you're down to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to be very humble. And yeah, whatever happens. I'll just keep working hard and just hopefully more stuff comes up. It's so fun.
You are in America to make the most of this, and I was one of the people who encouraged you to get over there. That's fair to say, isn't it, Ben? I'm like, I'm all for
you
this.
No. Don't steal my thunder, Ben, me or Husey. Who has been on this earlier and more adamant about this?
All right, I'm interested.
I don't want to fight because I'm going to see both of you soon, but both of you were very – you and Ed were both very, very persuasive. You're like, get over there. Yeah. Get over there, go make the most of it. But I'm just honestly having a fun time just doing stand-up and cruising around and catching up. I've got cousins in Texas. They're legends. Catching up with them, doing stand-up.
No one cares about them. No one cares about these unfamiliar cousins.
Have you got more auditions coming up, or are we waiting for the film to come out? Have you got a Hollywood agent now?
No Hollywood agent. I'm just with my Australian management, Aaron Michael Management. They're awesome. We're just, I'm doing auditions a lot, but this movie hasn't come out yet. So I don't know. We'll just see what happens.
Mate, don't forget about us, all right? You want to remember we really have encouraged you and we're available to be involved in any of your projects.
So
all
true.
Right? And Erin can act. She
can, Ben, if you just give me a chance. Like, as you said before, like Aaron, Ryan, you know, I'm hot, I'm nice, and I can act.
Well, they're the adjectives I use to describe you, Aaron, when people ask me about you as well.
Perfect, so. Ben Knight. Well done, you.
Thanks, legend.
Poor guy. It's out in Australia right now.
Right now. You'll see Ben Knight fighting Ryan Gosling on the Harbour Bridge. That is our man, Mr. Ben Knight, Today FM.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron Podcast.
All right. The way it works is Husey and Aaron, too selfish to notice when other celebrities pass away.
So busy, mate. Just things on.
I actually can't fight that. It's true in my case. Thank you.
No. I think very little about myself. I'm an outward looking person these days. So I'm getting pretty good at Dead or Alive, actually.
So Phil from Hoxton Park is Team Husey and Rick from Croydon is Team Aaron. Here we go. Let's start with Dave Ball. Who's that? I hear you say the lead singer of Soft Cell, the singers of this one. Tainted love.
Gee, you could just let that play out, but we won't because it's not ours.
No. 1981 that was.
Do you want to go first, Aaron?
Yep. Okay, I'm going to go with the 1981. I'm going to go with dead.
I'm going to say he's alive.
Brand new album in 2022, the first in 20 years, 64 years old, very much alive.
Thank you.
God.
Yeah, Dave Ball, I'd know if he died.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. I'd have no idea. Dave Ball. I thought it was Dave Grohl.
Tainted Love, mate. Soft Cell. That's with a C, I think, isn't it? Or isn't it with
yeah, it's a cell. Yeah, soft cell. Here we go. What about Shirley MacLaine, born April 24, 1934, is an American actress and author of many, many awards over.
I love her.
Bewitched. Terms of Endearment. Can I have some Shirley MacLaine, please?
You don't even know how much you're going to miss me.
I don't want to blow smoke up your ass.
What a relief.
Was that from a film with Jack Nicholson?
It was from Human Centipede. She was the leader.
Terms of Endearment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Terms of Endearment. Academy Award winning film. I love her. She's
kooky wooky.
But also, isn't her, she's like got famous relatives. Hasn't she got a daughter or someone who's famous?
Yeah.
Shirley MacLaine?
Stand by.
I think Shirley MacLaine has a famous daughter. Or she's her mum's famous.
Yeah, well, she's lineage.
She's lineage of the, she might be of the Golden Wizard years. Of the Oz woman.
I've seen I Am Jeannie clips being played on the news in like the last Jeannie. Few years about someone dying from that, but I just don't know who.
That's Barbara Eden. So
who are we talking about now?
Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, right. So that was Barbara Eden that died, was it?
Famous, she got a famous
was
lineage
she in,
or not?
Was she in Witches?
I'm going to say that Shirley, do you want me to go first
Yeah,
or not?
You go first.
She's dead.
I think she's dead too.
Yep.
90 and alive.
Gah!
That's bad.
Must have really
looked
after herself.
That is bad for me. I'm still 1-0 up though. So.
Oh, her younger brother is Warren Beatty.
Oh, I knew there was famous. Was there I knew there was famous. Yeah.
Well done.
Who's he again?
A hot actor.
He's alive.
He bedded every woman.
Did he really?
In the world, basically. Yeah. Over the years, back when you could.
I think you still can.
You still can.
Back when you could.
No, you shouldn't.
So
you should actually.
Oh yeah,
not
he's
do
hot.
That. No, Warren's
He hasn't aged particularly well. If I'm being honest,
he stuffed up the logo. They're not the logo. He stuffed up the Academy Award.
Yeah, the winner is.
He's the winner. He got the. He did the wrong winner.
He read the wrong winner.
That was La La Land. Yeah,
he did La La Land. Yeah. So
one more.
One more. How about this voice? Is a voice you'll know.
La 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 la.
Babe.
Oh.
The voice of Babe.
The pig.
Yeah, the pig, the famous animatronic pig.
So we're not talking about the pig, we're talking about the voice of the pig.
I know, the pig's very much a fictional character. This is the...
they might have used real pigs in the movie.
So this is the woman who did the voice.
The woman who did the voice of Babe, the
pig. Yeah, you should know this.
Oh, is it that woman that...
Also in Rugrats. She was Chucky in Rugrats.
Oh, God, I loved Rugrats.
She also is Sonic the Hedgehog.
She's not in the movie Babe herself as the wife, is she?
No, that's Magda Szymanski.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking, no?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to say the woman who did the voice of Babe is the pig is dead just because...
I'm going to say alive just because as well.
Here we go.
And passed away age 51.
Oh, God, I should have known that because the first two were alive. God, that's such an own goal.
Sad, isn't it?
Tough to celebrate.
too young.
That's how the game works, baby.
Too many voiceovers to do. She's not Australian, is she?
American.
Did you say a couple of nice words before we go about her?
Could we say her name?
Christine Kavanagh.
Christine Kavanagh.
An absolutely fantastic actress.
Yeah.
Gone too soon. But absolutely. That means that Phil from Hoxton Park wins. Team Husey. That's $150 the star voucher. Congratulations. Yeah.
Sorry, Rick from Croydon. That's a real
give him
low
something.
Effort.
Movie well, passes give Rick for Rick. Movie passes for Rick.
Big Rick's going to the movies. Let's get used $10,000. Alpha Bucks 13-10-60 lines are open. It's time for Alpha Bucks. And then the furor, the Arch Barker kicking a baby out of a stand-up show. Then he's turned on Aaron Mullen when he came on this radio show. And like, then a hero came along. A hero came along for the mums and bubs of Sydney. His name is Husey, and he's got an incredible offer for you.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. Today FM and Husey, Ed and Aaron's Mums and Bubs comedy gig.
I was eating chips on the Bondi Beach and the seagulls were looking at me going, where's your quinoa?
It is so kid-friendly. They're going to have snacks. It's at a kid-friendly time. And this is all because, well, 13-10-60 lines are open.
So if you have a baby a year or younger, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right.
So
still on the boob, basically. But so a little bit older.
Yeah. You want to come to a fantastic morning. It's a morning event. So, and you're going to get to meet Ed Cavalier. You're going to get to meet Erin Molan, and we're going to do some comedy for you and your baby.
Wow.
Pretty cool, isn't
it? Even got an opener.
Do we?
Today FM and Hughie, Ed and Aaron's Mums and Bubs comedy gig.
I was eating chips on the Bondi Beach and the seagulls are looking at me going, where's your quinoa?
Kids love that one.
They love that one. Babies so, particularly big fans.
Well, the comedy's not for the babies. The babies are going to be there, but we're going to deal.
Well, why don't I open with a joke for the babies and then you do the actual gig for the mums? Would that work?
Well, you can, but the babies are under a year. They're not going to get your jokes.
Mate,
right?
you haven't seen this one that I've been working on.
So it's a joke that will
it's
work
a joke
for children
that will work for babies.
Who can't speak or understand English.
It's a very physical
or
joke.
Or any language.
It's a very physical joke. Like, it's lots of action.
Sounds good. Peekaboo, I imagine. So, Kids Interrupt. This has all started because Arj Barker was doing a show, some baby made a noise, he kicked her out, then that went global, then he had to go at Erin, that didn't go well for him. But we found out, the woman kept saying in media interviews until she was told to stop, that she'd been to see Hughie, baby had made noise,
yeah.
Hughie loved it.
Look, I'm not saying I loved it, but I dealt with it. So it was the same baby. It was the baby, that the famous baby from Arj's show was also at my show. And this woman said that, yes, she went to my show, I made some jokes about the baby and moved on with the show.
So right, here we go.
And so we're going to do I've invited Arj to come along as well,
to be
honest.
That's a good idea.
So Arj might be there. He's got to work out his schedule. But it's going to be a fun morning. But babies do interrupt stuff. My own son interrupted a gig I was doing at my father's funeral. So
you
I was.
A gig you were doing? A
I
gig.
Was getting laughs at my father's funeral, and my son, who was, I think, at the time, might have been about.
Do you mean the eulogy?
I was part of the eulogy.
Yeah, right, okay.
All right, but it was going well until my son started crying. And from the stage, I said to him, well, not the stage, well, what do you call it?
Pulpit?
The pew?
Pulpit.
The altar. The altar.
No, I think you'll be at the pulpit, not allowed at the altar.
I said to my wife, who was holding him, I said, get him out.
Get him out of here.
Get him out.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I can relate, mate.
And
I
so mean, she walked him out. Walk of shame it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, they hung at the back at least.
And your momentum's gone, right? Your momentum, like, happened to me at Dad's funeral. I was joking about love advice he was giving me and a soldier just fainted.
Yes.
And everyone, and I gave the kind of the big line that gets a laugh and it was scattered to be,
crickets.
Because you know,
you were going well to that moment.
I was
there.
Going really well. And also...
I could see that you couldn't see that the soldier had fainted.
I couldn't see, so I'm going, God, this works every time on all my other audiences. But listen, my daughter interrupted me doing a very serious Sky News cross about, well, online legislation.
First of all, thank you so much for having me on your show to talk about this, and you were such a big part of what we eventually managed to do, which was to get legislation passed through Parliament. My apologies. Daddy's away, so, hey, sweetheart.
Hello. Hello.
Classic.
That's Hello.
It. Lauren from St. Leonard's.
How old's your baby, Lauren?
My baby will be 6 weeks on Saturday.
Oh, congratulations, perfect. My darling.
Thank you. She's still very fresh.
So you probably haven't been out anywhere to have her interrupt anything. Is that right?
I haven't really had many opportunities to leave the house just yet. Just the short trip to the shops and stuff like that. So.
All right. So are you around next week? Could you be around for our Mums and Bubs comedy morning?
I would absolutely love that. Comedy is one of my favourite things to do. So I'm sad I've already missed a lot already. So yes,
you're
please.
In, Lauren. She's coming. Awesome. She's coming. She's coming with her bub.
Now, Millie from Seven Hills. Got yourself a baby. You got a baby, do you?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Well, she's 9 months old.
Oh, my God.
You want to come along to the show?
I'd love to.
Yeah, she's in.
You know what? That's great.
Has your baby interrupted anything, any of your activities already in life?
Oh, heaps. The worst was probably went to Costco and she decided to poo in her white outfit all the way up the back.
Whoa.
And we'd done a rookie error and left the bag at home. So we had
no
clothes.
Had to buy
but
one.
We fixed it. She was okay. There was an Aldi, so we managed to get by.
Yeah, right. But it's a big day
at
Costco.
A big day. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Big commitment. 131060 lines are open. You've got a baby under 1 year old. Come and join us for our Mums and Bubs comedy show. 131060 lines are open.
Actually, I might need a tiny bit older for my joke Maybe around five or six.
Over 18.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Righto. So.
But normally someone wins $500 for sending in their text message traumas, don't they?
But because of proceeds of crime laws, no one will be receiving money.
Yeah, there's no money is going to...
And this is not, by the way, I just want to make this very clear. This is, we are in no way encouraging, condoning, nor making light of something serious. All we are doing is bringing a two-page paper spread to you, our listeners, because you can't read the messages, so we're just going to read them for you.
Yeah, this was in the Daily Tally today. It's printed. This is an alleged text message conversation between two alleged gangster underworld figures who were allegedly planning something.
Allegedly.
To take out a major underworld figure.
Hmm.
Now, they can finally be revealed by the Daily Telegraph. Now, obviously, no names to be used. We're going to be using, Husey, you're going to play, is it TXC?
Yep. So, Aaron, you can be, do you want to be TXE and I'll be
no,
TX?
No, I think I'd rather be TXB.
All right, well, I'll be TXE then.
Okay.
All right, yeah. And this is just the actual, according
to... All we are doing is bringing the news to our listeners.
It's alleged, I imagine. So this is an alleged conversation. It's printed in the newspaper, so we're not like, you know...
No.
Today's newspaper.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'm going to be TXE. Here we go. Everyone will be home for Christmas and stuff, so roads won't be that busy.
Love it.
Tomorrow we on. Nothing holding us back now except spotting target. You, isn't it?
No, it's you again.
Oh, sorry, yeah, it is Megan. I will give you $80,000 if things go well.
Is there any update on the target?
Okay, brothers, listen up. Target usually signs in on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. We'll have spotters sitting off cop shop waiting to spot the target. When burning cars, close doors but keep all windows open. Very important or else flame will turn off and cars won't get burnt. Keep calm and collected at all times. Don't panic or rush anything or it will turn into a mess. Don't let him pick up on your approaching or else he will run and make everything harder. Good luck, brothers.
These are real messages, by the way. That was just me. Mercedes and Kia are good.
As soon as you see that, let the boys know which way he's walking. Let's kill this dog tomorrow.
Ha ha ha. Oath. How am I sitting? Has to be today, lol.
Badly, man. We need this paper. Cash. Ha ha. He has to report between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
I guess he'll report before 1 p.m. to get home for Christmas lunch.
He has to spend time with his family. Hopefully we can get his brains as present. We hope today works, but not if not, we're going to keep going till we catch him. Has to be this week. We were going to use a scooter and hit him as an Uber driver delivery guy, but we thought this way too much better and easier. Just relax and know that papers are coming. I want that confirmation. I'll sleep like a baby.
I'm locked and loaded.
That is heavy. A heavy conversation.
Wow. Yeah, and that's bringing the news to you.
Good job. Task forces that have uncovered those.
Well, you know what?
Just don't do it, guys. Just don't get involved in it.
Don't allegedly do it.
Don't allegedly do it.
No.
Find another way to make money.
Don't do what is alleged.
Just
I know what you're saying.
Honest work and you sleep like a babe.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
But we love league and we love one player above all others. Who is it, Aaron?
Aaron Woods. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, legends. How are we?
Do you really appreciate our love for you, Woodsy?
I really do because a lot of the time I'm copying it on the sidelines, so to get a lot of love from you guys and make me very happy.
What possible material could they use against you, Aaron? Do you hear? Because I used to when I used to host footy, I would purposely try to block anything else out because like you hear one mean thing and it just puts you off, you know.
Oh, I never hear positive things, Aaron. So it just goes in one ear and the other. I just, you know what I do? I just smile back at them and it makes them come back even harder.
Yeah. Now, would you do have a massive game tonight. We appreciate you being involved, but you're sold out of Brookie. You can't. There's no tickets to be had tonight, is there, against the Eels?
Nah, it's a really good matchup tonight. And you know what? They beat us about a month ago. So we need to get our revenge tonight. And it's what better way? You know, we had we escaped in a victory last week against Titans. You know, they were due. They had a good win yesterday. But, yeah, Parramatta, mate. And,
can you call someone out, Woodsy? Can you call out? I love when forwards call each other out.
Oh, yeah.
Can you call out one of the Parramatta forwards that you're going to smash tonight, please?
I might call out one that's not playing just so they don't come after.
Yeah, good idea. Jim Dimmick. Well, Jim Dimmick. You are on notice, Jim Dimmick.
Let's just hope they're full-time footy players tonight, not part-time, because their coach hammered them last week.
Now it comes.
Part-timers. Yes.
Now, have you got a safe bet for us? I think your safe bet lost.
Oh, it was rubbish. Sorry about rubbish. My trolling, given, you know, the laws I advocated for. It was probably weak for me to send you a mean message on Instagram.
Trolled heavy. The game wasn't even finished yet.
Yeah,
Aaron,
no, good point.
Mate, honestly, I reckon tomorrow night, Panthers specials, put your house on it, load up.
So the Panthers, to win or lose, because we wanted you to focus on who's going to lose here, right? So,
Cowboys to lose.
There we go. Woodsy's losers. What a great segment. Woodsy's every Friday.
I've had a few of my time. Don't worry about that.
Woodsy's
actually,
losers.
Not speaking of, but your beautiful wife is coming probably.
She's coming on next.
I'm so excited to actually chat to her.
It's a game of mental load. We've been playing, and Husey's wife said that Husey carries 25% of the mental load, which was a shocking statistic.
Woodsy's wife, I think that's outstanding.
No, I thought it was good too.
Yeah, I agree. I had my own statue.
Never had a partner above 6%. That's amazing.
Aaron Woods and his wife playing Mental Load next at AFM.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. Today FM's Husey, Ed and Aaron's Mental Load is looking for the women of Sydney juggling more than their significant other.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
Oh, my goodness. Aaron Mullen has an incredible lunch planned at one of Merivale's beautiful venues, the Centennial Hotel. That's coming up. Now, one of the people who is definitely eligible is the wife. The long-suffering wife of Aaron Woodsy Woods, who does our NRL segment, Woodsy's Losers, every Friday. Sarah Woodsy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Sarah. It's so nice to talk to the better half of this relationship, finally. And I just for those who haven't caught this segment before, the example was Husey offered to go to the shops for Holly, his wife, but then asked her for a list. And she was like, gosh, that doesn't even help because she's then got to do the list, so it's still her mental load, even though he's doing the physical task. Exactly.
Really cracked.
Sarah, what's it like living with Aaron?
Sometimes I don't even see him, actually.
And that's good, is it?
There's days, that are 12, 13, 14, 15-hour days.
Wow.
So, right. Well, he's out.
Juggling a bit of media and football at the same time, it is just chaos at the moment.
And your three kids are how old?
4, 2, and 12 weeks.
Oh my goodness!
Me and my wife had a similar situation. That's the same age range. That is really, really busy at home, isn't it?
Oh, you're telling me. Aaron wouldn't know about that, though, would he?
No, I didn't know.
Yes, she's lit. She's loaded. So you've got a quiz for us.
Can we just get the percentage? Let's get a percentage. Yep. What percentage of the mental load do you think Aaron Woodsy Woods carries for the family?
8%.
Okay.
Ooh. So less than 10. We're talking, you've got 92% of the load.
For sure. Easy. Maybe even more.
Aaron, what's your take on that?
I think that's a dead set G up.
G up. Oh, no. It's
honestly,
G up.
It's probably about 20 to 80.
20 to 80.
I wouldn't have thought so.
How many contact hours are you meant to have at the Sea Eagles per week? Is there a players agreement on how many hours you're meant to be there? Or?
Not really. There could be some extras if Sarah's giving me grief at home.
I was going to ask, Woodsy, have you ever, and be honest here because we're all friends and family, have you ever just sat in your car for an hour and snoozed and said that training was extended or you were doing physio?
No, I've just literally sat at a coffee shop and read the paper because I knew if I get home, it'll be, you know, it's like a, it's just chaos. It's chaotic at home. And, you know, Sarah's the right, like, she's the right person for it. She just calms everything down. So why do I need to get in the road?
Yeah, the right person.
He reckons that, he would be adding to the adding to the work if he's at home, Sarah. So that's his.
Oh, she's got to change
very
the
selfless.
Kids.
He wants to be at home. He knows
well,
he'll get in
he
the
does
way.
Add to the work.
Okay, so here we go. Sarah Woodsy, you've got a quiz. Let's see how he goes. Take it away, the Mental Load Quiz starring Sarah Woodsy Woods.
Okay, let's ask him. I'll start with something that's fresh. What time was Mac born? That was only 12 weeks ago. What time was he born?
What time or what date?
Time. No, you know the
time.
Day.
Oh.
Time of day.
Early morning.
Give us an actual hour.
Maybe 9 o'clock.
No.
9 a.m.
No.
What time was it?
11:52.
Oh,
just before lunchtime.
where Woody's calling that early morning.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Sleep in. Okay, let's go. Question
Next.
Two.
What day do I change the sheets on the bed every week?
Oh, mate, nearly every day. At the moment, probably I'd say Friday because it's like nice and comfy for the weekend.
He's actually right there. I do.
Yeah. No, he's guessing. Yeah.
And I get annoyed when my wife puts the sheets in the wash and then they're not back on the bed. Does he help put the sheets back on the bed?
Hughesy, that's where I've got to step in. Sarah puts them in the wash, but then who's got to put them back on the sheet on the bed?
Does Easy do that? Do you do that?
Only because I want a nice comfy sheet when I get to bed.
What a hero.
Are you a tucker of the... Because I hate when the sheets in hotels are tucked in at the end. I feel like my toes are restricted. Like, do you untuck at the end or are you a tucker?
You know what, Erin? I'll let my beautiful wife tell you about this.
Yeah, tell me, Sarah.
I sleep. I could get into bed and out of bed and you wouldn't even know that I slept in it. Aaron's like a cyclone. He lifts every blanket up and untucks everything. And I'm like, why? Why does it have to be like this every night?
That's exhausting.
But he does put the sheets back on.
Aaron, he's on your team there.
Sarah, can you say he puts the sheets back on? Does he really do that? Does he really put the sheets back on the bed?
You're not falling.
I'm not falling for it.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you guys in the same house at the moment? Sarah, let me guess, the kids are all with you.
The kids are going nuts.
We're in the same house and who are they on top of?
Exactly.
Thank you. With a score of zero, it's exactly what we expected. Good luck, Seagulls.
Come to lunch, Sarah. Come to lunch.
Yes.
You know what, but Erin, how would I be able to go to lunch? Because I need to get three kids minded.
Okay, all right.
The men just get to go to work. That's it.
Oh, God. We'll sort it. We'll send Hughesy over to babysit. Done.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Sarah. The Hughesy Ed and Aaron podcast. Fuck you, Friday. I don't like you. Fuck you. Get yourself the Fork You Friday pack. Don't take your pain into the weekend.
Yeah, even though it's a one-day week, which has put us all in a weird mood because we don't know whether it's Monday or Friday Wednesday. It's every day.
What's that saying people say? I don't know which end is something and which end is...
Yeah, up or down.
What's that? There's a saying Grandpa used to say it, I think. Or maybe
not. Yeah,
which end did he?
Anyway, so it's Fork You Friday. I'm been holding on to this for a little while, but I want to fork my son.
Oh, again? Mm-hmm.
So we're in Costco, whole family outing to Costco, which I tell you what, is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, worth paying the membership to be a member of the old Costco family. Get in there. We're in the Costco. My son points to something. I look over. He says, Dad, do you want that? You'll be needing that soon. It was a coffin.
Selling
coffins.
Wow.
At Costco.
Wow.
And he thought that was something to throw into the mix.
Wow. No, I like it.
And I go, touch wood, mate. And he touched the coffin.
No.
Nah, you can't be touching the coffin. Right? Not a touch wood situation.
That's a bit
aggressive. I'm going
to
touch
wood. At least 10. Like 8
Why
to 10.
Why can't I have 30 more? 30 more.
That's massive.
30 more.
Give it to him. That's unbelievable.
30 Christmases.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Ironically, you buy the Christmas trees there. You could buy 30 of them in a pack. Give it to him.
Fork you.
Yeah, take that, Rafferty.
Fork the button. You.
Let's go to Toon Gabby. Vicky, what do you want to fork?
Oh, the bloody postman. Mm. I've been waiting on legal documents for about 2 weeks.
And then I saw him drive up in his covered little buggy these days. Postmen don't walk anymore. They don't ride bikes.
Pampered.
They drive along with
covered.
Elitist.
Got a huge big post box he could have put the documents in, but he decided to throw them just on the dewy grass. So they were all damp when I got them inside. So
Wet dogs. Vicky's got wet dogs. Were you even able to sign the docs, or were they useless?
They were just sort of soggy. I had to wait for them to dry.
Blow dry docs.
Crazy.
Thank you. All right, Philip. Philip, what do you want to fork?
Oh, yes, I want a fox, the girl that had terrible BO on my plane home from Cairns.
The sweaty old Cairns. You're on the plane ride home trying to, relax, and then BO sisters next year.
Really? Yes.
Did you think about saying something, Philip, or did you spray some stuff, or what'd you do?
Oh, no, I had to put the aircon fan right on me for the whole flight. It was so, so cold. Yeah. And I'm too nice to say something.
Your mouth over the vent, trying to, get some fresh air.
Sit down, sir. All right, give it to her.
Fuck you, the girl with the BO on the flight.
That's huge.
Fuck you!
Nearly woman. All right, if
one
you come...
more. Put another one on.
Yeah.
Daniel, what do you want to fork?
I want to fork Husey.
Whoa. What? Is that too much?
Yeah, he's gone for one.
Yep, he's gone real hard. I want to know what he wanted to...
Well, it's on the screen.
No, I think it's more.
It's on the screen.
Oh.
What's he said?
He saw you go when you did the Taronga Zoo comedy.
In the rain.
In the rain, and then he got the flu. And he just got over it.
Oh, no, a month flu.
Yeah.
Well, worth it, I'm sure.
Well, worth it.
Does he get his even then? Does he still get his cap?
I do. I want to stay on his good side. Thank you. Fork You Friday is back next week.
QZ, Ed and Aaron are done for another show. But to pick them up after an early morning wake up, they're off to grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven. QZ, Ed and Aaron.